Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 27, The Definition of Falsity. The Personified Vedas continued to pray. The cosmic manifestation, because of the flickering nature of its impermanent existence, appears to less intelligent men to be false. The Mayavadi philosophers take advantage of the flickering nature of this cosmic manifestation to prove their thesis that this world is false. According to the Vedic version, before the creation, this world had no existence, and after dissolution, the world will no longer be manifest. Voidists also take advantage of this Vedic version and conclude that the cause of this material world is void. But Vedic injunction does not say that it is void. The Vedic injunction defines the source of creation and dissolution as Yato va imani bhutani jayante. He from whom this cosmic manifestation has emanated, and in whom, after annihilation, everything will merge. And the same is explained in Vedanta Sutra, as well as in the first verse of the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, by the word Janmadyasya, he from whom all things emanate. All these Vedic injunctions indicate that the cosmic manifestation is due to the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, and when it is dissolved, it merges into Him. The same is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhutani Kaunteya Prakriti Yanti Mamikam Kalpakshaye Punastani Kalpadao Visrajamyaham. The cosmic manifestation is coming into existence and again dissolving, and after dissolution, it merges into the existence of the Supreme Lord. This statement definitely confirms that the particular energy known as Bahiranga Maya, or the external energy, although of flickering nature, is the energy of the Supreme Lord, and as such, it cannot be false. It simply appears to be false. The Mayavadi philosophers conclude that because the material nature has no existence in the beginning and is non-existent after dissolution, it is therefore false. But by the example of the earthen pots and dishes, the Vedic version is presented. Although the existence of the particular byproducts of the Absolute Truth are temporary, the energy of the Supreme Lord is permanent. The earthen pot or water jug may be broken or transformed into another shape, such as that of a dish or bowl, but the ingredient or the material basis, namely the earth, continues to be the same. The basic principle of this cosmic manifestation is always the same, Brahman, or the Absolute Truth. Therefore, the Mayavadi philosopher's theory that it is false is certainly only mental concoction. That the cosmic manifestation is flickering and temporary does not mean that it is false. The definition of falsity is that which never had any existence, but is existing only in name. For instance, the eggs of a horse, or the flower of the sky, or the horn of a rabbit, are phenomena which exist only in name. There are no horse's eggs, there is no rabbit's horn, nor are there flowers growing in the sky. There are many things which exist in name or imagination, but actually have no factual manifestation. Such things may be called false. But the Vaishnava cannot take this material world to be false simply because of its temporary nature, which is manifesting and again dissolving. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 27, The Definition of Falsity. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.